Imagine living in a share house when you're 70. This is called co-housing, and it's a growing international trend where seniors take control of their own living arrangements.
Co-housing is really just a term to capture when there's a mix of private and shared spaces in a dwelling.
This is Chris Reedy, Professor of Sustainability Governance at the University of Technology, Sydney.
So you still have your own space, you've got your own self-contained bathroom, kitchen, but you've also got some shared spaces.
Co-housing and co-design have been buzzwords for a while as architects and developers try to make use of limited space in cities. But it's only just beginning to be thought of as a retirement option.
Everyone is economically independent, but people basically join together and they say, well, we have a shared set of interests.
This is Karen Curtis, founding member of the Agency Project. It's a group of people trying to bring co-housing to Australia.
We want to live independently, but we want to actually live in an intentional community. So we want to be kind of close to each other. We want to be able to support each other. We want to be able to choose what things we have and don't have.
Karen says that in Australia, our retirement habits are pretty entrenched.
We live in private homes or we live in apartment buildings and flats. The only other real alternative, retirement villages. It's always organised by the retirement village operator and they have a particular financial structure. Usually it involves this thing called a deferred management fee, which a lot of people don't like.
It's not hard to see why co-housing doesn't seem all that appealing on the surface. When you think of cooperative living, it's hard not to think of the days of university share houses, with noisy flatmates, dirty dishes and hair in the sink plugs. Chris says the difference comes down to the design.
The old uni share houses, those houses weren't designed to be shared in the way that they were, and so you didn't have the privacy that you do in these new developments. With great design to encourage social interaction but not require it. They can be spaces that are have a very different feel to what hippie communes or uni share houses have.
And when it comes to designing co-housing spaces, there's lots of options. But since most existing structures don't have the right mix of private and public areas, it's not quite as simple as just renovating your home.
Definitely easier to build and design a co-housing development from scratch. One of the easier ways to do it is to take an existing suburban plot and maybe buy the one adjacent to it as well and then do a renovation that combines those two dwellings but might add a third one as well.
There's lots of different ways co-housing accommodation can look, but its central feature is the divide between private spaces like bedrooms and bathrooms and public ones like shared kitchens and gardens. It's this that makes co-housing so appealing.
The people that actually live in these co-housing developments absolutely love them and they don't feel like they're forced to interact and be part of a community. They get to choose when they come in and out of that community and so they get the best of both worlds.
Co-housing is already a successful model overseas. The idea of it actually came from Denmark, but there are co-housing communities across Scandinavia, Germany and the United States. Chris says that seniors who choose to live in these communities are already feeling the benefits.
They feel like they're part of a community when they come home. They're not just coming home to their own family and shutting themselves away from the rest of the community, but they're coming home to a neighbourhood that they can engage with a range of different people from other generations and feel like they're still keeping themselves young by engaging with fresh ideas. They love that community feel that they can get. So still be living in the city and have all the benefits of that, but not have the sort of isolation that can come with living in the city.
And it's not just the sense of community. Many seniors don't feel like they have a choice over their circumstances, and that loss of control can have a negative impact on their physical and emotional well-being. But co-housing is a choice. And according to Karen, feeling like you have a choice makes a world of difference.
Ultimately, the hardest thing for people is that choices get taken away from you quite gradually and without you really noticing a lot of the time. Whereas once upon a time, you know, you had a car and if you wanted to go to the shops, you could just do it whenever you wanted. When you don't have a car and you're relying on someone else, you actually don't have a choice. If you want to have a particular meal but you're no longer able to cook very well or you have arthritis and your fingers won't move, you know, you lose choices.
Co-housing offers that choice by allowing people to live independently.
The idea of moving somewhere where you can get out, do your own shopping, take yourself to the doctor. If you can do all that because you're in a location where you say you've got a lift, if you've got mobility problems, it makes a huge difference. Absolutely massive difference. You can do it on your own.
While plenty of initiatives have sprung up in the past few years, co-housing hasn't really taken off in Australia. So if it's so good for our well-being and giving you a sense of agency and empowerment, why aren't more people doing it?
There's heaps of examples internationally, and that's what really started our research project, was saying, well, why hasn't it taken off here? What's the difference about the Australian market?
Really, what was the difference?
Well, we went out and spoke to older people in our focus groups, and some of the things that they said was Australians are different, that we like space, we like the quarter-acre block, the idea of that, and in Europe people are much more used to living in apartment-style dwellings.
So the first issue is that there is an image problem. There's a lack of awareness out there about the different options for co-housing and the benefits of being able to design your shared living space. Karen says that another issue is that it doesn't make developers much money.
Usually it will be a developer or a retirement village operator acting as a developer who comes in and says, I'm going to build this environment, and there'll be, you know, 120 units, and then there'll be a club room, and there'll be a swimming pool, and there'll be all these things. What we're looking at doing is actually having shared ownership so that you cut out the developer.
This is also compounded by the rising cost of land and housing affordability, especially in the city and near transport hubs. This means that the cost of purchasing land, even when it's shared among a few people, can still be out of reach of retirement savings. Chris says that the sheer cost of housing is giving for-profit developers the edge.
It is difficult to secure the land in Sydney when you're up against developers that are developing in the conventional way and looking to make the most profit out of that.
But while co-housing is slow to take off in Australia, initiatives like the Agency Project are hoping to create the scaffolding to build spaces where seniors can live the way they want to.
So we're kind of feeling our way, and we hope that if we can kind of feel our way and learn from some of the other experiences overseas and also around Australia with this exact same challenge, and not necessarily just for older people, there's lots of younger people and families and all sorts of age groups who can see the benefits of co-housing.